Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. First of all, let's start out with a dense fog advisory that's in effect until 9 a.m. today for Adair, Guthrie, and Union counties. Visibility will be 1/4 mile or less in dense fog and hazardous driving conditions, obviously, due to low visibility. So if you're driving this morning, slow down, use your low-beam headlights, and, of course, leave plenty of distance in front of you. Also, there will be a winter weather advisory in effect from 6 a.m. Thursday to 6 a.m. Friday for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties for snow and blowing snow. Anywhere from 1 to 3 inches can be expected, with winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. The winter weather advisory will be in effect from 2 a.m. Thursday until noon for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. In the news, a judge in Missouri has sentenced a Cass County man to jail in connection with a fatal boating accident at the Lake of the Ozarks. According to television station KY3 in Springfield, Missouri, Kelly Weiss of Atlantic will serve 30 days in jail before being placed on probation. Investigators say Weiss was driving a boat on the Lake of the Ozarks Osage Arm at around 10 p.m. in June of 2019 when his boat slammed into the side of another boat. The crash killed race car driver Jason Russell of Eugene, Missouri. Russell raced at the Ozark Lake Speedway. Four other people, including Weiss's wife, were injured in the crash. Kelly Weiss's blood alcohol level tested at 0.184, or twice the legal limit, at the time of the crash. He pled guilty in December to a charge of boating while intoxicated. A Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday afternoon for failing to appear on a previous OWI charge. According to Red Oak Police, 40-year-old David Daniel Wells was taken into custody at around 1 p.m. Tuesday. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Also arrested Tuesday was 49-year-old Terry Lee Williams of Red Oak. He was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia. Williams' bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $300. Cities and counties could not have ordinances banning certain breeds of dogs like pit bulls. Under legislation being considered in the Iowa Senate, Colin Grace of the Animal Rescue League of Iowa says aggressive dogs that bite are typically owned by someone who improperly trained or restrained those dogs.
Where you want to focus your energy is not on breeds of dogs, but on irresponsible owners. You can go through all the rigmarole of removing a dangerous animal from an irresponsible owner, and by 5 p.m. that day, they can go on Craigslist and find a new dog and start the process all over again. You know, when you focus on breed as well, you also punish responsible owners of that breed.
The Iowa Veterinary Medical Association supports the bill, and Randy Wheeler, the association's executive director, said breed-specific bans give the public a false sense of security.
I'm a veterinarian of 44 years. I've dealt with many different breeds besides many different dogs, and as you can imagine, it's a behavior of that specific dog and not the specific breed.
Christopher Collins is a police officer who lobbied to get rid of a pit bull ban in Anamosa. He says breed-specific bans are often based on prejudice against the poor and racial minorities.
When I was going through overturning the ban in Anamosa, frequently they kept referring to those people.
And lobbyist Emily Piper represents a nonprofit called Stray Dog Policy Incorporated.
This bill at its heart has nothing to do with dogs. What it does have to do with is whether or not local government can deny its citizens the right to own something that is otherwise perfectly legal.
The bill does have opposition. Daniel Stalder is a lobbyist for the Iowa League of Cities.
Any piece of legislation which forces a city councilor or a mayor or a city clerk from having to tell their constituent that I can't help you because the state won't let me is of great concern to the league.
Council Bluffs Mayor Matt Walsh voted against his city's ban on pit bulls, but now supports it.
Unfortunately, bully dogs attract the wrong type of owner that want a dog that will send a statement that they're a tough guy with a tough dog. I think our community's safer by having the ban.
An initial public hearing on the bill was held Monday, but senators working on the bill say they want more input. Illinois, South Dakota, and 20 other states have passed laws banning local ordinances that restrict citizens from owning certain breeds of dogs. A bill designed to forbid all Iowa colleges and universities from enforcing mask mandates among students and staff while they are off campus has cleared its first hurdle in the Iowa House. Representative Joe Mitchell of Wayland says the bill has support among House Republicans.
I'm having college administrators tell me that, you know, somebody not wearing a face covering off campus is just as bad as, you know, a group of students, you know, drinking underage off campus or drug use. We don't think that's true. We don't think that's acceptable.
Frank Chido is a lobbyist for the Iowa Association of Independent Colleges and Universities. He says if the pandemic continues, this kind of a law would force private colleges to hold classes online.
I mean, we've done our best to manage the unmanageable. Quite frankly, the easiest and simplest thing that we can do is encourage our students, our faculty, to be safe and wear a mask. It's a lot more economical than having to shut down a university.
Representative Christina Bohannon, a Democrat from Iowa City, is a University of Iowa law professor. She said the bill is crazy because the greatest risk for catching COVID is in the community, not on campus.
To take away the one thing that the universities and colleges can do to keep us in person, it's reckless, it's irresponsible, it's really unfair.
And Representative Mitchell says being expelled or suspended for not wearing a mask off campus is a violation of a student's rights.
We know scientifically that the students could be more affected by the flu than COVID, but we know older people, obviously, COVID is a much more dangerous thing, so it's about the faculty. In my district, we have people that had to go to work when they work at the grocery store, the manufacturing plant, or the hospital in my district. And so then we're saying that we're going to put educators on his pedestal over every other worker.
The University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and University of Northern Iowa are asking for one change in the bill. The universities want to retain authority to require social distancing and mask wearing during university-sponsored activities and travel off campus, especially for Hawkeye, Cyclone, and Panther athletic teams that are trying to avoid COVID outbreaks, follow conference guidelines, and keep competing. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.